जय राधा माधव कुंज
Thank you. Shalila Vishnum Tupa Divine Grace Vesi Bhaktivaran Swami Durobhara Ki Ananda Guri Vaishnavanda Ki Jaya Sri Rup Sanatana Patragana Sri Ji Gopala Vatashagana Sadhguru Swami Prabhu Ki Ramacharya Jisil Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikho Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pravanitananda Siyadvaita Garadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivaran Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Samakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Braja Bhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Bolo Sri Sri Krishna Baldao Ki Jai Gaur Premanand Ki All glories to Jesus. All glories to this age. All glories to this age. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to you, Sri Prabhupada. Canto, chapter 1, text number 34 to 36. Which one did we put? 34, okay, very good. Chapter, the history of the life of Ajamiya. Sarve
Padma
Palashakshasa Pita Kosheya Vasana Kiritina Kundalino Lasat Pushkara Malina Sarva Padma Palasakshaha Pita Kosheya Vasana Kiritina Kundalino Lasat Pushkara Malina Sarve Padma Palashakshaha Pita Kosheya Vasana Kiritina Kundalino Lasat Pushkara Malina
Sarve Padma Palashaksha
Sarve Padma Palashaksha
Pita
Kosheya Vasa
Kiritina Kundalino
Kiritina Kundalino
Lasa
Pushkara Malina
Sarve Padma Palashaksha
Sarve Padma Palashaksha
Pita Kosheya Vasa
Pita Kosheya Vasa
Kiritina Kundalino
Kiritina Kundalino
Lasa Pushkara Malina
Lasa Pushkara Malina
Sarve Padma Palashaksha
Sarve Padma Palashaksha
Pita Kosheya Vasa
Pita Kosheya Vasa
Kiritina Kundalino
Kiritina Kundalino
Lasa Pushkara మాలినః
సర్వే పద్మ ఫలా సాక్షాః
సర్వే పద్మ ఫలా సాక్షాః
వీత కౌశేయ వాసః
వీత కౌశేయ వాసః
గిరిజన కుండలినః
గిరిజన కుండలినః
రసత్ పుష్కర మాలినః
రసత్ పుష్కర మాలినః
with eyes like the petals
of a lotus flower.
Pita, yellow. Kosheya, silk. Vasana,
wearing garments.
Kiritinaha, with helmets.
Kundalinaha,
with earrings.
Lasat,
glittering.
Pushkaramalina,
with a garland of lotus flowers.
Sarve,
all of you. Cha,
also.
Nutna
vayasaha,
very youthful.
Sarve,
all of you.
Charu,
very beautiful.
Chatu
bujaha,
with four arms.
Danu,
bow.
Nishanga,
quiver of arrows.
Asi,
sword.
Gada,
club.
Shanka,
kancha.
Chakra,
disc.
Ambuja,
lotus flower.
Sriha,
decorated.
Excuse me, decorated with.
Dishaha,
all directions.
Vitamira,
without darkness.
Timirana,
Vitamira, that's right.
Alokaha,
extraordinary illumination.
Kurvantaha,
exhibiting.
Swena,
by your own.
Tejasa,
effulgence.
Kimartam,
what is the purpose?
Dharmapalasya,
of Yamaraj,
the maintainer of religious principles.
Kinkaram,
servants.
Naha,
us.
Nishedata,
you are forbidding.
Translation:
the order carriers of Yamaraj said,
your eyes are just like petals of lotus flowers,
dressed in yellow silken garments,
decorated with garlands of lotuses,
and wearing very attractive helmets on your heads,
and earrings on your ears, you all appear fresh and youthful.
Your four long arms are decorated with bows and quivers of arrows,
and with swords, clubs, conchs, discs, and lotus flowers.
Your effulgence had dissipated the darkness of this place with extraordinary illumination.
Now, sirs, why are you obstructing us?
Translation, please repeat.
The order carriers of Yamaraj said,
your eyes are just like the petals of lotus flowers, dressed in yellow silken garments, decorated with garlands of lotuses, and wearing very attractive helmets on your heads and earrings on your ears, you appear fresh and youthful. Your four long arms are decorated with bows and quivers of arrows, and with swords, clubs, conch shells, discs, and lotus flowers. Your effulgence has dissipated the darkness of this place with extraordinary illumination. Now, sirs, why are you obstructing us? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Before being introduced to a foreigner, one becomes acquainted with him through his dress, bodily features, and behavior, and thus can understand his position. Therefore, when the Yamadutas saw the Vishnudutas for the first time, they were surprised. They said, "By your bodily features, you appear to be very exalted gentlemen, and you have much celestial power, that you have dissipated darkness of this material world with your effulgences. Why then should you endeavor to stop us from executing our duty?" It will be explained that the Yamadutas, the order carriers of Yamaraj, mistakenly considered Ajamil sinful. They did not know that although he was sinful throughout his entire life, he was purified by constantly chanting the holy name of Narayan. In other words, unless one is a Vaishnava, one cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. The dress and bodily features of the residents of Vaikuntha Loka are properly described in these verses. The residents of Vaikuntha, who are decorated with garlands and yellow silken garments, have four arms holding various weapons. Thus they conspicuously resemble Lord Vishnu. They have the same bodily features as Narayan because they have attained the liberation of Sarupya. But they nevertheless act as servants. All the residents of Vaikuntha Loka know perfectly well that their master is Narayan or Krishna and that they are all his servants. They are all self-realized souls who are Nitya Mukta, everlastingly liberated. Although they could conceivably declare themselves Narayan or Vishnu, they never do so. They always remain Krishna conscious and serve the Lord faithfully. Such is the atmosphere of Vaikuntha Loka. Similarly, one who learns the faithful service of the Lord through the Krishna consciousness movement will always remain in Vaikuntha Loka and have nothing to do with this material world. Sarve Padma Pala Saksha Pita Kosheya Vasana Kiritina Kundalino Lasat Pushkara Malina Sarve Nutna Vayavasa Sarve Charu Chatur Bujaha Danur Nisangasi Gada Shankar Chakram Bujasriya Dishu Vitya Miralo Kaha Purvanta Swaina Tejasa Kimartam Dharma Palasya Kinkaram No Nishedatha. The order carriers of Yamara said, "Your eyes are just like petals of lotus flowers, dressed in yellow silken garments, decorated with garlands of lotuses, and wearing very attractive helmets on your heads and earrings on your ears. You all appear fresh and youthful. Your four long arms are decorated with bows and quivers of arrows, and with swords, clubs, conch shells, discs, and lotus flowers. Your effulgence has dissipated the darkness of this place with extraordinary illumination. Now, sirs, why are you obstructing us?" Om Ajnana Sinarandasya Gyanangana Chalakaya Chatsuru Vilitandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamaya Padam Diyam Aradhanastrinandan Dairidam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Gaura Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. So here in the beginning of this purport, Srila Prabhupada gives a very appropriate example. That even before being introduced to a foreigner, one becomes acquainted with him through his dress, bodily features, and behavior, and thus can thus understand his position. Just like, especially here in India, everyone more or less has same features. Although Tamil is a little bit different from the northern Indians, but still more or less same features are there. So foreigner, he can easily be spotted. He's generally very white like snow, especially these Russians. They're always very, very white hair and white skin. So we get very, very tired of hearing the same question over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Where are you from? Because we easily, in Indian society, we easily stick out like sore thumbs. So everybody always comes and asks. If we go to Europe, because Europeans and Americans are just melting pot of everybody. So everybody has same features. Nobody will come and ask you. So the foreigners who come here, they become very tired of this question. Sometimes they become, because foreigners are generally very passionate people, they become very angry. Because they get the same question over and over again. Because nowhere else in the world anybody bothers to ask such a question. The problem is just by seeing their features, and we understand, he's foreign by his dress, by his features, by his behavior. So same way, the Yamadutas, they saw these persons, they appear to be extraordinary personalities. They appear just like Lord Vishnu. And actually the residents of Vaikuntha, they all appear just like Lord Vishnu, with beautiful yellow silken garments, Pitambara. Now here it says Pita Vasana. Vasana means dress. Just like one time in Nectar Devotion describes, Radharani asked Krishna, where is your dress? And he took it as, because it can also mean residence. Just like we see everybody's houses. Lakshmi Nivas, Shiv Nivas, Hari Nivas, Radha Nivas. So Krishna said, I take it that my residence is in your beautiful eyes. Like that. So Pita Vasana means garments, Pita, very golden garments. And they have four arms with, she was told in a different way. What is that? I know there are more things, but also instead of what is it? Gada, Shankar, Chakra, Chakambuja, instead of Padma, is combined it into Chakra, Chakambuja. Because Ambu means water, and Ja, we know from Jamastami, birth, who's born from the water, that is the lotus flower, Ambuja. So Chakambuja. Of course, they're also carrying bows and arrows and swords. Also, they don't have enough arms, I don't know how. So they are recognizing immediately these are not ordinary persons. Therefore, they're thinking that because you must be gentlemen, and we are carrying out the orders of our master, Lord Yamaraj, which is our dharma, this is our duty. And you appear to be gentlemen, so we can't understand why gentlemen will never stop the progress of dharma. Will never stop anyone from carrying out his duty. That is gentlemen. So you appear to be gentlemen, then why are you obstructing us? They're very curious. So they have appearance just like residents of Vaikuntha. Because all the residents of Vaikuntha, they have Sarupya Mukti. They have same bodily features as Lord, only some things are missing. Just like there was one rishi named Asuri Rishi. And he was a great yogi, but he was a Vaishnava. So he was meditating on the form of Lord Narayan within his heart. And he was on another dweep, I think maybe Kramcha dweep, just like we're on Jambu dweep. Whenever the pandit comes, then he sings all these things. Jambu dweepe, Barakande, Madura Mandale, Vrindavan Nagare. So this Jambu dweep, he may have been, I think it was Kramcha dweep. He was on some other dweep anyway. And he was meditating on the form of Lord Vishnu within his heart. And suddenly that form disappeared from his heart. And he became very surprised. And he again had tried all his yogic exercises, trying to see the Lord in his heart. The Lord wasn't coming within his heart. Then he was very upset. So then he jumped over to Swetadweep. There's one island in the ocean of milk that is called Swetadweep. So he went there to Swetadweep and he saw Lord Anantashesh was there, but Lord Narayan was not resting on Anantashesh. And he asked all the residents of Swetadweep, "Where's the Lord?" They said, "I don't know, he was here a minute ago. We don't know where he is. We're not sure where he is. He was just here." So then he was more frustrated. He can't see the Lord in his heart. He can't see him in Swetadweep. Then he went to Badrinath. He came here to Jambudweep to Badrinath, looking for Lord Badrinarayan. But he got there and he saw all the pujaris are there. Everything is there, but the Lord is not there. He asked all the pujaris, "I don't know, he was here a minute ago. We don't know where he went." Now he became even more sad. So he traveled all the way up to Vaikuntha. And there at Vaikuntha, he saw many people with forearms, with kancha, disc, club, and lotus flower, beautiful golden garments, silken, yellowish silken garments, and beautiful colored like monsoon cloud. But he didn't see that one person who has this golden streak of Srivatsa. He was looking for that Srivatsa and that Kostubha Mani. This is a distinguishing feature of the Lord. Everybody in Vaikuntha appears like Lord, but they don't have this golden mark of Srivatsa on their chest. Neither they are wearing this Kostubha Mani, or this Kostubha jewel. So he was looking around. Everybody looked just like his Lord, but this thing was missing. Then he became even more frustrated. And he asked, "Well, where's the Lord?" And everyone said, "You don't know?" He said, "No, I don't know. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find him. I came here to Vaikuntha and he's not here in Vaikuntha. Ambasami Vaikunthi. Lord says, I reside in Vaikuntha. But he's not here. You don't know?" "No, I don't know." Now it is end of Dwapara Yuga. He's taken his incarnation as coward boy on the earth in Vrindavan. Of course, the residents of Vaikuntha, they think like that, so we won't bother them, we'll leave them there. So he came down to the earth, and he came to Vrindavan. And it was night time when he arrived, because he got a late flight. And it was night time when he arrived, and he saw the gopis were running here and there. "Oh, Shyam Sundar, oh, Pranana, where are you? Where are you?" Somebody was imitating Putana, somebody was climbing on her like to suck her breast, somebody was lifting over down the hill. Everybody was imitating Krishna's pastimes and calling out, "Kana, oh Kana, where are you? Where are you?" And he couldn't find Lord anywhere. And everybody there was also in great distress. "We can't find Lord anywhere." Now he became really upset. So he went off to Kailash to see Lord Shiva. And he came there before Lord Shiva and he told him everything. And Lord Shiva began to laugh. It's not funny. He said, no, you went to the right place. Now Lord is there in Vrindavan. But just at this moment, he's disappeared from the rasa dance. But this means that now Maharas is going to take place. Now Maharas, come, let's go. So then Lord Shiva and Asuri Rishi, they came down to the Vrindavan and they wanted to enter Rasarina, and Vrindadevi stopped them. Said, no, because no male person can enter. They said, what do we have to do? He said, you go across the river, there's one beautiful lake called Mansarovar. There's tears of Radharani's tears of man, of anger. If you take bath in that lake, then you will not only get form of gopi, you will get gopi bath. Because real purpose is not to change the body, but change the heart. We have to change the heart. It's not the change of body is going to change anything. Because they were all thinking somehow that when I die, then I'll become Krishna conscious. No, it's not change of body that's going to do anything. It's change your consciousness. You become Krishna conscious now. Bhaktivinoda says, forget the past that sleeps and there the future dream at all. But act in times that are with thee in progress, you should. When you become Krishna conscious, then forget about past, forget about future. Are you Krishna conscious now? If you're Krishna conscious at every moment, then when death will come, then you'll be transferred to the Guru. Not that somehow magically, just by changing body, when I die, then I'll go to the Guru automatic. Maybe by Prabhupada's mercy, Guru go automatic. But it is change of heart, change of body. Because otherwise, Lord Shiva, he's the master of all mystics. He could have easily taken a form as a gopi. And Asura Rishi was also a great yogi. Maybe he also had this power. But anyway, they went to that Mansarovar, they took bath, and they became gopis. Then they were posted on one corner of the Rasarina. If you go to Bansibad, you can see in one corner, there's Gopeshwar Mahadev. This beautiful gopi with snake around her neck. And Lord Krishna, he came there, and he said, Hail Gopeshwar. And Radharani overheard him saying that. Now if there's anybody who's in charge of all the gopis, Gopeshwar, then it's her. She came there, she made angry mudra. You know angry mudra? Hands around the hips and toes tapping. And Krishna, he saw Radharani's angry mudra. He said, don't you see? This is our great devotee, Lord Shiva, in his gopi form. Then Radharani saw this snake on this gopi's neck. And then they performed rasa dance, and Asuri Rishi and Lord Shiva, they got darshan. This rasa dance. So the point was, Sri Rishi, he went there, he saw everybody had same form like Lord, but missing this Sri Vatsa and this Kostubha Mani. But Nectar Devotion describes, we're not even interested in this Sarupyas too, or the Salokya, to live on the same planet as Lord Sarupyas, Samipya, to be very close to the Lord. We're not interested in any of these things. We simply want to serve Krishna, just like Mahaprabhu has told, Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam da jagadishikami mama janmani janmani ishvari bhagata bhakti rahay to me. Nadanam, I don't want wealth. Najanam, I don't want so many followers. Just like in Vrindavan, just near the Madhuvan, you'll see one very ugly copy of Taj Mahal is there. We won't mention this fellow's name, but if you give 1 rupee, you get diksha. So he has lack and lack of disciples. And he rides around in a big Toyota van with gunmen in the front, gunmen in the back, and car with guns in the front, car with guns in the back. Making big show like this. So 1 rupee, he's collected lack and lack of disciples. 1 rupee for diksha. So Najanam, no, we're not interested to get cheap followers like this. Najanam. Sundarin Kavita, that the poets, they're always glorifying the beauty of the ladies. Sundarin Kavita, I don't want these beautiful women that are glorified by the poets. Mama Janmani Janmani, he says birth after birth. He's not even asking for liberation. Mama Janmani Janmani, birth after birth. Bhavata Bhakti, just give me that bhakti at your lotus feet. Ahaituki Bhakti, causeless devotional service. Without any, now, of course, that is our natural position. Now we're not so advanced. We're all performing bhakti, thinking, oh, let me get out of this miserable material world. We also have some desire. That's okay in the beginning, otherwise we need some impetus. That is why this earthly planet is best place for making advancement in devotional service. Because in heavenly planets, everything's so nice. Oh, we'll become Krishna conscious later. They're all devotees. But they're enjoying very nicely. So they're thinking, we'll become serious later. On the hellish planets, they're just in so much trouble, they have no time to think about liberation. So here we have enough hell that we get impetus that let me find out why I'm suffering. Let me get out of this material world. And enough heaven that we can do some devotional service. So we should actually, in the beginning, we should feel like that let me do some devotional service so I can get out of this miserable material world. But ultimately our goal is Haituki Bhakti without any reason. We just want to serve Krishna because it's so nice to serve Krishna. Just like the Brijavasis, they don't care whether Krishna is God or not. We don't care anything. We just love Krishna. You can hear Prabhupada on the tape. He said, we just love Krishna. So that is our goal. So in the beginning, we need a little pinch to give us some impetus to understand spiritual life. We're given so many sufferings. Sometimes we're just enjoying like anything. Then somebody very dear to us dies, and then we begin to think, oh, what is this? Why this suffering is happening like this? It's like one woman, she came to the Buddha that my son has died. What can I do? How can I get my son back? He said, very easy. You go from some house and you bake some rice from that house where such a thing has never happened. And she went from house to house, and every house, oh, my uncle just died, my son died, my husband died, my daughter died, my uncle, auntie died. Everywhere she went, everybody had the same story. And she realized that this is material world is a miserable place. Everybody's suffering, not just me. I'm not alone. But this gives us some impetus. Suddenly some terrible thing happens and we think, oh, what is this life all about? What is this world all about? So these are impetuses to make us try to find out. Then Tadvidi Pranipate Naparipasnina Seva. Then we want to know. Then we Tadvadarshi, we approach the person who knows the truth. He can tell us what is the truth of this material world and what is spiritual world. And we can try to get out. So anyway, here the resident, the Yamadutas, they're very much surprised that these people, they appear to be gentlemen. They're stopping us from our duty. So they're asking, now we'll get the answer. Because they're very astonished. This Ajamil, he was so sinful. How is it that somebody's stopping us? We have right to take him to Yamaraj. We have the right. Why they stopped us? We'll hear the answer that simply by offenselessly chanting the holy name of the Lord, he became free from all sins. He may have done so many things, but just by offenselessly, we shouldn't think that, oh, I'll commit some sin, then I'll chant Hare Krishna. No, that is offense. I can do any damn thing, then I'll just chant Hare Krishna and everything will be all right. Because this is most sinful mentality. You cannot, not, of course, eventually one will be liberated, but it'll take some time. Offense doesn't mean that our devotional service is finished, it just means there's some slowing down. Even offenseless chanting, we will gradually make advancement. But we should be very interested to make quick advancement. Especially in Kali Yuga, we only have 100 years. And nobody's living to 100 years. It is written in Shastra, 100 years. But in Kali Yuga, nobody living to 100 years. Just 3-4 months ago, one devotee came from Guayaquil in Ecuador. He brought the ashes of his 12-year-old son for me to put into the Jamuna for him, to the ceremony for him. At 12 years old, his son had a heart attack and died. We think, oh, heart attack, that is with old age. But 12 years old, he got heart attack and died. Nobody's living to 100 years. Even 12 years old getting heart attack. Ordinarily, usually around 40, 45, then we get some heart attack, and then a few more years we go on, then another heart attack, and Ram Nam Satya. So we don't have much time. We should be very anxious to become, to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Because we have very little time. We're supposed to have 100, but nobody's living for 100, so we should be very serious to make advancement quickly. Because death can come at any time. Who knows? Just like we have read in Srimad Bhagavatam that when the Garbhodaksha Vishnu, he lies down in the Garbhodak ocean as he breathes out. That's Mahavishnu. He lies in the causal ocean. And so many universes come. Then this Garbhodaksha Vishnu comes. And we have heard that everything in the spiritual world is a reflection of the material world. So we have seen sometimes someone is sleeping. Sometimes he goes like that. So maybe Mahavishnu, he'll go like that and the whole universe will be finished. You should not think, oh, I have so many times, I have so many lifetimes. Because if Mahavishnu, he breathes in suddenly like that, then his seconds are very, very long. And millions of years will remain without any chance to become Krishna conscious. So we should become very serious. Well, we don't have time. We don't know. And Mahavishnu just suddenly goes, everything is finished. So we have to become very, very serious to try and execute this Krishna consciousness. Because we don't know. So this nice story about Ajamil is reminding me. There's one fellow. Of course, most of you probably know, because I heard everybody in school, they at some point they study Ras Khan. He was one Muslim who became a Vaishnava. And even after he became initiated, his spiritual master named him Ras Khan. He said, "You didn't change my name." I said, "Why should you change? Khan means mine, storehouse. And Ras means Ras, the storehouse of Ras. Why should you change such a wonderful name?" But he wrote so many beautiful poems. And he says, Draupadi aur ganaka ga gija jamiya sakiya sanani haro gotama gehi nikai se thare pralad ko kai se haryo duparo kani ka soch kare kakari hei rabi nanda bitaro jakana takana rakana makana chakana haro so rakana haro. He has very, very beautiful poetry in Vrijvasa. He says, Draupadi aur ganaka. Ganika was a prostitute that somehow she was tricked. The sadhu gave her a parrot and said, "You teach him this," but she gave him a stupid parrot. "So you teach him how to chant Ram." So she was always saying, "Ram, Ram, 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 Bolo, Bolo, Ram, Ram, Bolo, Ram, 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 Bolo," and the parrot never learned it. She said, "Ram, Ram, Ram," she became liberated. Draupadi aur Ganika, Gaj, Gaj means Gajendra, he was elephant. Geed, Geed means the vulture. Jatayu, he was a vulture. Draupadi aur Ganika ga Geed Ajamil, Ajamil we're talking about. It says, even the evil Ajamil. So Kiya Sanani, our Lord did not see their previous activities. Draupadi aur Ganika ga Geed Ajamil, so Kiya Sanani aur. But see how he saved Gotama's wife, and see how he set Prahlad free from, see how he set free from sorrow Prahlad. Gotama gehini kaisi tari pralad ko kaisi haryo duparo. See how he saved Gotama's wife, and see how he set free from sorrow pralad. Kya kari hai Rabbi Nanda bichar? Rabbi Nanda means Yamaraj. Kya kari hai Rabbi Nanda bichar? Jakana takana rakana makana chakana haraso rakana haro. Raskam says, what can that destitute god of death do when Nanda Dulala, the licker of butter, looks over you? What can that destitute god of death do when Nanda Dulala, the licker of butter, looks over you? Kya kare Rabbi Nanda bicharo, jakana takana rakana makana chakana haro, so rakana haro. He's the makana chakana haro. But if he rakanahar, if he's protecting you, then Ravi Nanda bicharam, that destitute Ravi Nanda, what can he do? What can that destitute god of death do when Nanda Dulala, the licker of butter, looks over you? So here we're going to hear the story of, we're hearing the story of Ajamya, who somehow or other he was just thinking of his son and he was calling Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Then the destitute god of death, he was unable to do anything. Yeah. And now we're hearing all the Yamadutas that come and said, stop! He has another very beautiful verse, he says. Jo Rasana, Rasana. Rasana means the tongue, but he's divided in two. Jo Rasana, Rasana. Jo Rasana, Rasana, Vilasa, Tehi, Deusana, Nijanama, Ucharan. Mokata Niki Kare Karani, Kunja Kutirum, Dehu Guharan. Riddhi Samriddhi Savaira Sakani. Raho Braj Venuka Sangha Savaram Hasani Vas Nijuwe Weto We Kalindi Kul Kadamba Kadaran. He said, let this tongue that is mine not take delight. This Rasana, Rasana, not take delight. Let this tongue that is mine not take delight in anything other than constantly taking your name. Let this tongue that is mine not take delight in anything other than constantly taking your name. Let these two hands of mine be engaged in the beautiful service of sweeping the Kunj Kutir. Riddhi Samriddhi Savaira Sakhani Rahu Braj Runuka Sangasa. All wealth and all power cannot even equal one grain of Braj Raj. Kasaniwas, we're talking about Niwas. He said, Kasani, if you want to give me some special residence, Kasaniwas, Liju Yope Towehi, Kalandi Kul Kadamba Kadaran. Because previously he's mentioned about this. So he says, let me just, if you want to give me special residence, then let it be on the branch of the Kadamba overlooking Kalindi. Because the first verse that I heard of Raskan that made him my favorite Vrishvasa poet, because Raskan, he was born Muslim, he was not born a Vaishnava. We were also not born Vaishnavas. We became Vaishnava, he also became Vaishnava. And this is verse by, if you try to understand, it's verse by Muslim. Manushya ho tave raskan vaso brajko kul gaon ke gwaran. Jo paso ho kaha vaso miru charu nitya nanda ki denu majaran. Paham ho tave giriko ke darikar chatra purandara karan. Jo kaga ho visero miru kalindi kul kadamba kataran. He says, if I have to take another birth, manushya ho, to way Raskan Vaso Brajko Kul Gaon Ki Gwaran, then let me become a Gwal in the Braj village of Gokul. Pashu, you all know Pashu, huh? Pashun Pala. Huh? If I have to become an animal, then let it be in the Goshala of Nanda Maharaj. Pahan means stone. If I have to take birth as stone in my next life, then let it rest on that giri, way giri ko ke daryukar chatra purandara karan, that he lifted as like an umbrella against the anger of Purandara, Lord Indra. And kar, you know, kar means bird. Huh? It's like our Garuda, he's, what do we call him? Kagapati, huh? The lord of all the birds. Jo kaga ho vasero miro. If I have to become a bird, then let me be a bird resting on the branch of a kadamba tree overlooking Kalindi. This is Raskan, very sweet. So I heard this verse and I began to study more and more and learn all these nice verses of him. Sometimes he just surprises you, you don't know what he's going to say. Brahme Guna Purana Naganan Bhavichasuni Choguna Chayan. Deki Yosunu Kabuta Kitu Wo Surupo Kaisa Subayan Tera Teherata Hari Paryo Raskani Batayan the Logan Gayan Deko Duru Wo Kutime Beto Palota Radhika Pine. Brahme Dunu Puranana Ganan. I search the supreme in the songs of Puranas. Baby Chasuni Choguna Chayan. Hearing Vedic verse, my desire quadruples. But still nowhere did I hear or see or even hear what is his real form and nature. A whole cry has just come. All my searching and calling has failed, and nobody can tell me about him. But then afar in the Kunj Kushir, I saw him sitting massaging Sri Radhika's lotus feet. Sometimes you hear these verses and your hair just stands on end. It's a big surprise what he's going to say at the end. Hare Krishna. So anybody has any question?
Is he in some sampradaya?
Well, they tell that he was initiated by Mitalath, the son of Balabha. They have their own story, and many people, because it's a sectarian story, they don't exactly follow it. But the story that I heard was that he was a messenger for the emperor in Delhi, Mughal emperor. But he had his capital also in Agra, so he was passing back and forth. Every time he would pass through Brahma, he would feel something very funny. So one time he was coming from Agra on his way to Delhi, and he just got to Braj, and he said, I'm not leaving this place. I don't know what it is about this place, but I cannot leave. But everyone saw he had beard like this and his funny shoes with a pointy like this. They knew he's a Muslim, so they just threw stick at him and just curse him, and nobody will tell him anything about this place. So this Bitama saw this guy, he's just wandering around in ecstasy. What is this? So then he called him aside, and he realized he's a very elevated person. So then he preached to him and made him a Vaishnava. Okay, so I thought everybody fell asleep in my class. There's no question.
All right. What is the business of love?
What is the?
This is of love and hatred.
Love and hatred.
How does one get love and hatred?
Well, the basis is attachment and aversion. We become attached to something and we begin to love it very much. From attachment and by just attraction to something, then we become very attached. But in this material world, generally that attachment always frustrates us and we become angry. The Prabhupada says attachment and aversion, the same side, two sides of the same coin. So we want to transfer all our attachment to Krishna.
The nature of Rathna is full of love. How can it
Well, our nature is to be attached to something and be averse to something. So we should become attached to the service of the Lord and averse to Maya. We're always attracted and distracted by something, so we should become unattracted to Maya and we should become attracted to Krishna. In this material world, the attraction and aversion is two sides of the same coin. It's like if I tell you, all right, now you just make your mind blank, and whatever you do, don't think of the color red. The only red is coming in your mind. So this is business of mind. So instead of making it blank, then we start to think of Krishna. This is natural meditation. It's like you're walking down the street and suddenly some song is coming from the store and it is your favorite song. So you're walking down the street, you're doing your business, whatever it is, but your mind is completely meditating on that song. Like that. So in this world, we do all our duties, but we're always thinking of Krishna. We're not attached to averse to this world, we just always think of Krishna. It's like Vraskan also says. What is that one? Sabko suniya kai na kichu, rahiye hemi ba bagar me. Kariye neem brat sachai liye, jinte tariye man sagar me. Sabko miliye, durbhava bina, rahiye, sat sant ujagarne govind hi yun bajiye jami nagri ko chit gaade govind hi yun bajiye jami nagri ko chit gaade. He says, listen to everything, but don't say a word. Remain this way in the world. This should be the intermediate law. He says, sabko suniye kari na kuch. Listen to everyone, but don't say a word. Remain this way in the world. Kariye neem rat sachayiye jante thariye man sagar. Faithfully follow your vows and rats. They will carry you across the mind ocean. Sabko miliye durbhava bina. Greet everyone without ill will. Ebrahye sat santa ujagarne. And remain in this light of the true saints. Raskani Govindi Hin Yumbajiye Jami Nagari Ko Chit Gagrami. Raskan says, just worship Govinda the way the Nagari, the village girl, has her mind on the jug on her head. In Braj, we see when we're going on Prikama, then we see the girls. They're carrying two pots and no hands. And they're walking and they're talking, they're doing everything. They're walking, they're talking with their friend. What happened in your house last night? We heard your mother-in-law screaming. And they're walking, talking, but meditation, dhyan, is on the jug on the head. It's like Krishna told Arjuna, Mamanusmara Yujita. You do your work, but Mamanusmara, always remembering. So this is example. Raskani Govinda in Yumbajiye, Jami Nagari Kuchit Gagarni. You just worship Govinda the way the Nagari has her jug, her mind and the jug on her head. Hare Krishna. So we can stop here. And fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's given us this holy name of Krishna to chant. See the Prabhupada ki.
Jai Dinabandhu Prabhu ki. Jai. Oh, sorry. Thank you.